Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this beautiful rainy Monday, April the 20th, 2026. And we've got my very, very good friend, Mr. Mike Helley, the former San Antonio Police Officer Association president. Mike is now retired happily. But he is still a fountain of information for us. Michael, thank you very much. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's start. I really want you to give us your opinion on this issue. Right now, the city and the Police Officers Association is starting their negotiations on a police contract, on a new contract with SPOA. Now, the situation is also one where we have a city council dominated by Democratic Socialists who are anti-police. And I mean, there's no two ways to describe it. These folks are straight out of the anti-police ideology. And they are bucking for all sorts of things. They are proposing fewer police being hired or no police being hired. They're proposing that there should be more social programs, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that they seem to be concentrating very heavily on is that apparently they are accusing the police officers of abusing overtime, that they're getting paid too much and abusing it. I wanted to hear, first of all, let's talk about the contract. Why is a contract important for the city and for the citizens to understand?
Well, of course, you got to remember that every single penny that a policeman makes, it's through that contract. So that is your number one recruiting tool to across the United States. People exiting the military looking for a place to work, they're going to look at who has the best contract, who has the best pension, who has the best health care that I can provide for my family if I want to go work for this police department. Everything from your days off that you accumulate to your vacation days to your holidays, how much you get for education pay, all your training, every single aspect of your police earnings comes from that contract, and it's extremely important that relationship goes hand in glove, not just for the policemen that work there, but for the community too, because they want to make sure that their police officers are very well trained and are the best of the best, because when you start eroding those things and eroding those benefits, well, then you're going to attract less, I'll say, a bad way, but you're going to attract less of a qualified candidate, because that's the only people that you're going to really get over here that are going to, especially with the current workforce that it is today. And people have to remember that these are people that are dedicating their lives for 20, 25, 30 years of service to the city, right? So it's not like I'm hiring a temp employee for 6 months or a year or 5 years. These people are planting and their lives and their families here in San Antonio for over 20, 25, 30 years of service. So that it has to mean something. And I think that symbiotic relationship between that and the community is extremely valuable.
You know, one of the things that I used to, when I worked for Scully, and that's where I met you, when I used to work for Scully, I remember that there were many times that I would hear people complaining about the police contract. But, you know, ultimately, how much should we pay somebody who's really willing to risk their life daily for you? I mean, how much are you willing to pay a person like that?
There has to be a balance, right? I mean, you can't pay everybody $1 million to go out there and do the job, but there has to be a fair balance, and you're exactly right. How much is your life worth to go to work every day and potentially lose it? That's extreme way to look at it, but that is the potential of every time that you hate the police or despise the police, when you get in trouble, you're not going to call a social worker. You want the police to respond, and you want the police to come show up and save your ass, whatever's happening to you, right? That's the fundamentals of what it is. And our police department, I've worked 31 years of my life into it, and it's one of the best in the nation.
One of the things that that I am hearing, or that is really becoming a big argument, the anti-police group Act for SA has put out a social media video claiming that the police abuse overtime, and that overtime, the amount of money that is paid in overtime to police officers, could be used to hire social workers, as you just mentioned, could be used for affordable housing, could be used for housing the for serving the homeless, etc., etc. However, they don't seem to understand that, you know, first of all, to me, we have a need for more police officers, so it the overtime issue appears to be one of a lack of personnel, a lack of staff, and other issues. What can you tell people about this accusing or alleging that police overtime is being abused, or that it's not necessary?
Sure. Well, one thing is to acknowledge the fact that Act for SA Blue, whatever their name is, I can't remember what it is, Act, their whole intention and root cause of their existence is to dismantle the police department. They've said that from the very beginning. So when you hear them talk about fiscal responsibility, I kind of laugh, because the firefighters are notorious for ranking in the overtime year over year, but yet you don't see their group questioning the firefighters on all the overtime that they made. And plus, it's important to remember that that money is already allocated for the police department, so that's part of their police budget. Overtime is included in that. Now, they might have underestimated how much total overtime would be for the year, but it's still part of the police budget, total dollars that are allocated for the police department. Now, he can inquire as to, I'm not opposing that to anybody, he says, well, why do we have so much police overtime? And you mentioned one of the reasons. Well, is it because we're 350 officers short on patrol, and that these guys are working double shifts to make up the loss of manpower for city protection across the entire city? Is it due to some other mismanagement in leadership, that they've allocated manpower from one particular shift that they might have not liked, and then reallocated personnel to another shift, and that experiment didn't work out very well, and they had to have overtime to fill the gaps from this mistake in management that they made? I mean, they need to look at what, it's okay to question the root cause of why the overtime was so high, but you have to understand that if you're questioning their motives as to why the police department, well, why not ask the fire department? What other what other services of the city of San Antonio have blown through their overtime budgets? So I just think it's disingenuous of the group. It just illustrates that that their whole they're hiding behind this "I care about fiscal responsibility" is just a delusion, and it's just another way to attack the police department, because they've already learned they cannot attack the police department head on. The citizens of San Antonio won't tolerate it, and they won't accept it. So they're just nitpicking on the fringes of it to try to kind of build up some credibility for themselves. And for me, I think it falls flat.
I couldn't have said it better. One of the things that I have been told, and I'd like for you to explain to the folks what it is. I've heard that one of the overtime, the biggest overtime problem, is related to something called district fill, I believe it is. Do you know what that is, and could you explain that to us?
Sure. So every part of the city is carved out in areas of service. So the north side, north substation has their area service, and if my memory serves me, they call it different sections. Like one would be the 31 section, one would be the 33 section, and those sections are then carved into districts, and each section might have between 10 to 12 different individual districts that cover a neighborhood or cover a certain geographical area. And the police department is supposed to make sure that there's a policeman covering that area, so that you have, when you call 911, that there's a policeman there that can respond rapidly to your call. I don't know if you remember years ago when the city was expanding in the Stone Oak area, when it was expanding so much that it became the outreaches of North Patrol that was covering that. They didn't have enough people to, they had like one officer that covered like an, a massive amount of area of square miles in that area, and it was impossible for them to cover it. So SAPOA complained about it and mandated that they have to cover those districts, so that not only is it a direct responsibility to the public, but also you have an officer safety issue as well, because if you've got one guy in Stone Oak, he gets tied up on something, well, somebody's going to have to come clear across the city to go handle something else that happens in Stone Oak. It's either a theft of vehicle, or somebody's breaking into your car or breaking into your home. It's going to take even longer for the police to get there because they're having to come geographically from a completely different area of the city. So it's all carved out in a pie, and each one of those pie sections requires a policeman to service that area. And when they don't have enough policemen to service that area, I have to hire overtime to fill it. And that is the responsibility of management, i.e. the chief of police, to make sure that he has adequate staffing on every given day that these districts are filled. And if he can't, then he has to hire overtime. But that's not the fault of the policeman. That's not the fault of the contract. That's a whole different matter of failure to recruit enough people.
There you go.
Failure to retain people. How did I manage the shifts? Did I allocate resources? Did I take them from somewhere else and put them in somewhere else where it didn't work out really well and I haven't fixed it? If you haven't noticed, it's got a little deviation. Nobody ever questions, why did you do this or do that? I ever asked the chief, why in the world did you make this decision on manpower? And it just, this is just a reflection of that, right? So if you're never going to ask those questions, then you're going to get these results. And that is, you're going to get extreme swings in overtime, which, my opinion, are unnecessary if you would have done what management should have done. And that is making sure that you have the right personnel and you have enough personnel in order to manage these things. And I don't think that was done. And I'm just sitting here almost 5 years after retirement, I can tell you this is the same mistakes that are continually happening year over year over year, and they just blame the poor policeman on the street.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is exactly what's happening, is that the news media, echoing what Act for SA is complaining about, and they make it sound like it's the police officers that are out there just demanding overtime and sitting around eating donuts. It's amazing to me.
It's always the front line, the boots on the ground. Those are the guys that always have to shoulder the burden of the bludgeoning of these activist groups or somebody on council that doesn't like the police or whatever the causation might be. But these guys get the blame, and they just showing up to work trying to do their job.
Yes,
and it's unfair to them. And I hope that the new SAPOA leadership steps up a little bit and starts pushing back on this and at least give people some pause and make them think about, well, if it's not the policeman on the ground doing the job that's causing this, then what is causing it? And that's a fair question to ask. But I think blaming the police or the contract is inappropriate.
Well, that is tremendous. Mike, we're going to let you go, but I thank you so much for joining us today and for providing us this insight, because citizens, taxpayers, their public safety is on the line. It is their public safety. It is my public safety. Heavens, every time I go to HEB, I have to be careful, and I could be attacked. I could be robbed. Anything could happen. And it is a police officer to whom I look for my public safety, not to a social worker. So thank you.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So thank you very much, my man. We'll get you back on, folks. We've been talking with former San Antonio police officer and president of the San Antonio Police Officers Association, Mr. Mike Helley. Mike, take care and enjoy your retirement. Enjoy the rain. We'll get you back on in another couple of months, or weeks, rather.
You bet. Call me anytime.
You got it. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.